you as always. Hey, bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, the proposal is on the table to dissolve Detroit. We'll tell you exactly what that means if we get a chance. Of course, your calls come first. If you make them, 855-450-FREE. And with you in the studio, it is Ian here.
And Mark.
So, Mark, you brought some stuff to talk about here this evening. One of them being apparently a man dismissed his own case in court. How does that work?
Well, this one I got from the Free Talk Live website, where you can go and link to stories or blog posts or whatever it is you want, videos, and people vote them up, vote them down. This one is from the Muslim Nonarchist at freetalklive.com.
He recently went on his Hajj, by the way.
Yeah, that's I did see that. I don't know whether he's back or has yet to go or what it was.
I think he's back, but I'm not positive on that.
I don't either. You know, the Facebook, you see somebody's going to do something, and that's all you know. So this one is from silverunderground.com, and it's a blog post. Let's see. I'm trying to find an author here. Completely unauthored blog post from silverunderground.com. We've all heard of jury nullification. How about defendant nullification? In Livingston, Montana this week, a judge walked out of a courtroom while the court was in session, while being heckled by an unruly crowd at the behest of the defendant, Joel Boniek. Once the judge was gone, Boniek proclaimed himself in charge of the courtroom and then dismissed his own case. Boniek was arrested in July, accused of obstructing a peace officer, resisting arrest, and fleeing from the scene. For those that follow courtroom activism, those are the charges they throw at you when they've got nothing to actually accuse you of.
Yep.
Without actually knowing the facts of the incident, it's impossible to know what really happened based on the charges. Prosecutors say he failed to stop at a roadblock on his way home, but there's no specific charges related to that. Well, I mean, fleeing the scene and, you know, obstructing and all that stuff does kind of speak to that. But, I mean, you know, if they're just doing a, you know, the sort of random roadside check thing, what really obligation do you have to stop? I mean, you haven't done anything wrong. You're not under arrest officially. So it's kind of interesting.
What obligation do I have to submit myself to your process, to your searches, to your invasiveness?
Right. Where did you get to be the, you know, in charge? But, you know, it's kind of those are all interesting sort of philosophical questions.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, the defendant, this is Joel Boniek. He pled not guilty, walked into a scheduling hearing in Park County's Justice Court on Monday, accompanied by an entourage of supporters. But instead of disputing the charges, he instantly disputed the authority of the prosecutor. Coverage of the story refers to the prosecutor as Deputy County Attorney Kathleen Carrick, but seeing as Boniek's strategy relied on questioning her credentials as a county employee and she never demonstrated that she had proper credentials, I suppose we'll just call her Kathleen Carrick. Throughout the hearing, Boniek stifled attempts by Carrick to address the judge, saying, "Why is this woman even speaking if she can't prove she's a public official?" His objections were rooted in a little-known state law requiring county officials to be bonded and have proof of taking an oath. Carrick refuted his contention, saying, "Park County follows state law and fulfills the requirements specified in Montana's legal code," but then she didn't produce any of the evidence of this, which is the whole point. So she couldn't prove that she was bonded. She couldn't prove that she had taken an oath.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there was a lawsuit filed by, was it Jack something in Florida, the attorney that really hates video games.
Jack Thompson
in Florida, disputing that most judges hadn't taken an oath there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
So there's a lot of people running around doing this work that were supposed to take oaths that didn't take oaths. I don't think these oaths really are of any value, and they could just turn it around and start taking an oath. But it's interesting that,
Well, this is one of the many, the myriad of conspiracy theories that we've heard, or I don't know if that's really...
This is a conspiracy theory, yeah.
This is one of the theories. How about courtroom legal theories
that
we've heard.
Clearly,
the
judge did not care, right?
Well, right. Did the judge move on despite this man's objections? Yeah, exactly. So let's continue.
As the tension in the hearing escalated, Boniek's supporters became more outspoken. When Judge Badeski told the crowd they were out of order, a man shouted back, "No, you're out of order!" As the crowd...
Is there video of this? I would love to see this video.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's interesting. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see video of it. There's not a link to video.
I'm going to look around here. Go ahead.
As the crowd erupted in heckling, Judge Badeski suddenly left the courtroom. Court officials began ordering the crowd to leave, but Boniek's supporters refused. They asked to search Boniek for a concealed weapon, and he refused. Boniek said the judge has left the room. I'm in charge now. He says he considers the case closed at this point. The judge abandoned the courtroom, and he announced the case dismissed. He, Boniek, announced the case dismissed and as the last man standing in the courtroom. Uh-huh. But the judge said the case is still on.
Oh, yeah, he will. Now, look, this is...
The judge didn't have proof of her credentials either.
I know there's more to the story, and I want to get to it here.
Boniek, by the way, is a former state representative.
That's what I thought I'd heard about him. So there's a similar bit of video from the UK, which purports the same legal theory, and that is that if the judge abandons the ship, because the idea is this is all, what is it that they call it, a certain type
maritime
of law, maritime law or whatever,
and
the courtroom's actually a ship, and that when you cross the bar that you're on the ship. And there's all these bizarre theories out there. And
they may or may not be true. There's nothing we can do about it.
And the suggestion was that the judge left the room, and there's actually video of this, if I'm recalling correctly. The judge left the room, and a man made a similar claim, like, "Oh, he's left the room. I now am in charge of this court." And same old thing. "I'm the last man standing, and so I dismiss this case to four." And you know, they bang them, you know, whatever, gavel, and then leave. And they call it a day, but that's not going to stop this judge from coming back into the courtroom, no, looking over there and saying, "It appears the defendant has abandoned this court, so I'm going to go ahead and issue my decision in absentia," and meaning that you're not there, "and we'll find you guilty. Now I'm sentencing you. You are sentenced in absentia. Now that he is not here for sentencing, bench warrant. We'll issue a bench warrant for your arrest, and that's an extra charge, right, by the way, bail jumping."
Bailiffs aren't going to arrest him or her. In this case, it's a woman, as I understand it, the judge, are not going to arrest the judge for doing this. The stenographer will go ahead and record everything the judge says. The court reporter will do their their little thing, because the judge is the one who's in charge. I'm not saying it's legal or right or just.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that that's what reality is. And I think that it's just dead wrong that this prosecutor didn't. I think that this guy had a great case for something on appeal. That he could say that, look, the prosecutor never showed her oath of office. The judge never asked for it. The bonding wasn't shown. The judge didn't show her bonding, didn't show her oath of office. And, you know, these are important aspects, and this is the law, and they violated the law. I want my stuff overturned. That's an appellate kind of situation, not a... Because, I mean, you know, in these regular court things, they often just find you guilty so that you can go back and on appeal.
So what was it the judge said after the fact? In this case?
There doesn't appear to be anything the judge said after the fact.
Okay, I thought you said that the case was still on.
The judge said the case is still on, just delayed.
Okay.
Maybe she didn't have proof of her credentials either.
Right. 855-450-FREE. You know, there was somebody that showed up recently on the Shire Society Forum at forum.shiresociety.com, which is a great place to go to, you know, not be on Facebook all the time and still interact with other liberty activists here in New Hampshire and kind of get to know some folks before you make the move up here. And every now and then, one of these legal gurus will show up. And they'll introduce themselves, and they'll, I'm here to help you with your legal cases. I've seen you in court, and you just don't know what you're doing. Here's how you do it. And then they go on with this long, rambling treatise on how they believe that one should perform in court. And, of course, my first question to this person, the most recent example, was, do you have any video, or have you actually tried these things yourself? And his answer was, no, but I know this and this and this and this and this. Well, look, if you've never
done it.
Right, if you've never actually tried this, and beyond that, if you've tried it, but you don't have proof you've tried it, you still have nothing. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we invite you over to the website where you can enjoy the features that we have on the site. We give them away to you. They include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, as well as some of the software you might need to tune them in on your phone, go to m.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our site, it's free.
If you want to be prepared for some kind of disastrous eventuality, well, the book to get is Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com. It's scenario-based survival tips by somebody who, you know, made a lot of mistakes along the way. The person who's not a survival specialist or expert, or, you know, I guess he's an expert, but not a professional. But he's just a busy professional with a hobby of preparedness who wishes he knew all of these things many years ago when he started learning about survival. So go to strategicsurvival.com. Check out the free chapter there, chapter 4. It's available to you for free on the website. And you can buy Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com. You should have a hard copy of this in whatever bug-out bag you've got. If you're getting ready for some situation like this, you need to have Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert. Robert in Vermont? Do we have Robert going once? Robert in Vermont going twice? Maybe there's something wrong at the board operator's side. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe we'll get back to that in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Mark, you just shared with us a story out of Montana, which is very interesting. You've got a former state representative who, I guess, has himself a bit of a following. He's got a group of folks that came out to support him at court, which is nice to see happen. It's nice to see people coming out and supporting somebody. It's also nice to see the government losing control of their courtroom. I like it when that happens because that means that people don't respect what they're doing. Because what the government courts do is not respectable for the most part. Right.
They have to demand, respect, because otherwise they wouldn't have a charge called contempt of court. They don't have a charge called contempt of Walmart.
No, they're not earning your respect in these courts. They demand it. And in fact, in some courts, they'll even arrest you for not standing for a judge. We've seen that happen here to some of our friends. Normally, if you don't stand for judges, that's no big deal. But every now and then, some judge will go stick up his butt about it.
They don't stand when I come in the room.
And they can, right. And they can hit you with these contempt of court charges without any evidence, without any trial. It's just it's considered a power that judges have, contempt of court. It's incredible.
Not even a law.
No, it's not at all. It's just kind of a historical thing that they've been able to do and they'll always be able to do. And
when judges were lords and, very important people, and you weren't.
Right. So
now they're just lawyers in black robes. Lawyers that weren't successful enough to have, promising careers where they made a whole bunch of money. They ended up, being judges.
I would love to see if there is evidence of this appearance by Mr. Boniek, a former representative in Montana, if they actually did record this, because it sounds amazing. I mean, you've got people who are all, ostensibly yelling back at a judge. It says here that when the judge told a supporter that he was out of order for making too much noise in the courtroom, the man replied with an expletive and said, "You're out of order." And in any courtroom I've ever been in, something like that is going to result in a contempt of court charge immediately.
Like jail.
So the fact that that didn't happen makes me wonder how many people, because it describes this as a crowd of people. It doesn't say how many folks were there.
A dozen? 200? I mean,
well,
usually
200 people are not going to fit in a courtroom.
You in. I've been in courtrooms, though, where every seat is filled and by and large filled with people who are liberty activists, and you still better be careful what you say, because there's just not that many seats. They just don't make that many seats. They don't really want the public at these trials.
It's true. At the trials in which there have been large numbers, like at Adamo Freeman's trial for with CopLock.org when he was on the wiretapping trial, there were about 80 or 90 people there. And that was a much larger court than we're used to going to here in Keene. This was a Manchester court in New Hampshire. And when you do have a large crowd, there's more that is gotten away with, but still, they can do what they want. And I wonder why that judge did not charge that man with contempt in that case. And it must be an indicator of the, you know, the demeanor of the people, or the fact that, you know, they, I don't know, maybe they were intimidating the judge to some extent. Who knows? It's fascinating, and the only way that we'd be able to speculate further or to know more is to actually see the video from this. So I hope that that exists. Either way, it's yet another ridiculous, ridiculous legal theory that has no evidence whatsoever behind it. The idea that because the judge leaves the court, that you'll be able to just become the, you know, in charge of the court, order the case dismissed, and that anyone will care about that within the government. That's what this man is alleging here, and there's no evidence for it whatsoever.
I hope
he's successful.
I think that you could appeal the judge's decision in that circumstance, saying that, look, hey, you know, the judge left the courtroom. Nobody knew what was going on. I just said dismissed, and everybody walked out. How in the world can they just reconvene when the judge just walks out? She didn't say anything. She's not allowed to do that. So I think that you could probably take whatever her decision was on appeal, but I don't think for a second that anybody's going to recognize your dismissal as a legal thing.
I think we've got Robert back in Vermont, and there was a technical difficulty there. Robert, apologies. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. Mark, an interesting question that comes to mind for me, a couple of them, is that requirement for that attorney, that the prosecuting attorney, is that for just that state or all the states?
I think that it varies upon states, but it's very common for prosecuting attorneys and certainly judges, public officials to have to have taken oaths. You're going to have to look through the laws of your state, and they called it an obscure one here in this article to find out whether or not
it's obscure because no one cares whether or not these judges have oaths.
Agreed.
And I think that this is something that is fairly common, at least amongst the courtroom legal theorists, is that all you have to do is ask the judge to show you his oath, and if he doesn't have an oath, then that's it. But, you know, he's not a real judge, so therefore they can't hear your case. And it's an interesting theory.
So if you had a trial and you discovered, you know, 5-10 years later that, geez, you know, that they weren't on their oath, can that conviction be overturned?
Probably not. I mean, I can't imagine that it would, but, you know,
I can't see why it couldn't, but I mean, you'd have to figure it out and have it overturned.
If you brought that up in court, I imagine the response from the judge is going to be, my oath is not relevant here. I'm the judge. You don't get to see that. You're the person on trial here.
Yeah, but we're talking a county attorney, though.
It'd be interesting to know whether or not these people had these things on file. Not only do they have to have oaths, but they have to have something signed on file. And you can ask for that on file. I mean, if you want
to
go hunting
for that kind of thing. It would be better to do it now before you're in the middle of a court case, right? So,
or even after. Right, I think you could have something vacated.
I realize that the ignorance is no excuse for the law, but what if you're just finding this out like I am now?
Like I said, if you can go now to research this and publicize it, that might be interesting. What it result in, I don't know. If you want to stick with us here, Robert, you're welcome to 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe somebody out there listening has experience with uncovering this information about the lack of an oath. It's Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as the cam is built into the same page as our chat room. So you can go there and enjoy that over at cam.freetalklive.com. And know that all those great web features are brought to you by SACL CAI. You'll see their banner on the right-hand side of our page on the banner column. It's right there at the top. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. Get in touch with them. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL is run by Jason Osborne. He is a huge supporter of liberty-oriented radio programming. He's been a big-time supporter of Free Talk Live, but not only that, he's also a great activist in his own right, helping organize the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Actually, it was mostly his wife, Sharon, who did an awesome job at that. But the Osbournes in general are really behind the Liberty Movement.
He's still organizing Porkfest this year, too.
Oh, really? I'd heard rumor that he wasn't.
Well, I would say that the way to describe it is that Osborne is CEO of Porkfest.
Oh, okay. He's delegating.
He's delegating. Getting to other people.
Good. Because he
Sharon put in so much work last year that I don't think she wants to hear the word Porkfest for a while.
SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients as well. So visit their banner through our website, freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of our banner column. As we go back to Robert in Vermont, Robert, you were talking about checking on the oaths of office for these judges, for instance, and prosecutors,
And I think that it's something that is a good idea. It would be interesting to see whether or not how many of them actually have these oaths. Are you currently facing any criminal charges at the moment?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay. No, then now's the perfect time.
I remember the last time I had a pair of handcuffs on.
Well, then now's the perfect time to go and look into this because, you don't have that over your head. The time you don't want to be doing this is when you're standing with, shackles on in front of the judge and then, saying, hey, show me your oath. Until you show me your oath.
I'm thinking about, the amount of people that are behind bars, I mean, especially ones that are doing life in prison, not going to get out. And then you find out 25, 30 years later through DNA, that they're not even guilty at all. Same kind of, nobody questioned anything, And I'm thinking that, if we use Mark as an example, if the county attorney, didn't have any type of qualifications to be able to try a case, then she, the conviction should be thrown out. And
it's a good question.
Tried.
I don't know what one could do. In my case, you're talking about a case that's from 1988, so it's a very long time. I don't know if I could file some kind of paperwork with Manatee County and demand in Florida and demand that they produce the oaths of the people that were in office at the time. I imagine the judge and the prosecutor for my case, there's a good chance they're dead.
It would be an interesting experiment, though, Robert, and I appreciate you bringing up the suggestion. And anything else you want to share?
No, I'm good.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It would, at the very least, make an interesting right-to-information request. Just to see what they came back with.
If that's your hobby, and it's not my hobby.
Right, it would have to be your hobby. You'd have to be into legal theorizing in order to pursue this.
Right, I mean, I have a felony conviction. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't, it is inaccurate in that, it's a murder charge, and I didn't kill anybody. But, I went and did the prison time, and the fact that they did or didn't do the oath of office doesn't really matter. I mean, the only thing that matters is the right to possess a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And, chances are good that your house isn't going to get shaken down one way or the other. So that doesn't really affect felons too much if they just want to defend their homes or keep varmints out of their gardens or something like that. I can't travel to Canada, but I don't think Canada is going to care at this point whether or not I had my sentence vacated. At this point, I have been kicked out of Canada officially, so I would probably have to go through some kind of paperwork to get that undone, too. So it would be a step in getting returned to Canada, and the ability to vote in a few states, including Florida, my home state.
So our number here, 855-450-FREE. We had another gentleman who was on the line who was going to ask a question. He unfortunately dropped off, but I wanted to answer the question anyway. The question was, are you anarchists?
Do you want me to answer?
Sure.
Absolutely not. I believe that, for one, anarchists are people that wear black, usually European, and throw Molotov cocktails. I am not one of those people. I do not believe in a world that does not have government. I believe in a world where there isn't a monopoly privilege on the use of force in a given geographic area. I think that that's a step forward in the area of governance. In the same way that I can tell you, you can look up this word. During the English Revolution, and this is in the 17th century, 1600s, mid-1600s, when the king was taken off the throne and replaced with the Lord Protector, or whatever they called him, Cromwell. And they called that anarchy because there wasn't an autocrat in charge.
Mm.
Now there aren't any autocrats, very few autocrats running around. We don't have any more or less anarchy than we did before. So, the claim then was the new step forward in governance, which is, I guess, a democratic republic, was anarchy. And, of course, the claim of the folks that are in power now that a new step forward in governance, where I should be able to choose my government, that would somehow be anarchy, too. I only propose that, governments have to compete with each other. That's the only way you get good service around here.
Mm.
I mean, does anybody think the government provides good customer service?
Yeah, I generally agree with where you're coming from on that. I don't like the term anarchist at all. It's got a lot of negative connotations to it. And even if it didn't have the bomb-throwing aspect around it, and it does.
And it way does, yeah.
Even if it didn't have that, it would still be defining oneself by what one's against. And I'm typically against doing that. I'm not anti-war. I'm pro-peace. You know, I'm not an anarchist. I'm somebody who believes that humans should interact on a consensual basis. So I'm a voluntarist. I like that term. I like the idea that humans interacting on a consensual basis with one another will bring about the best society we can possibly have, as opposed to the current situation where we have a group of people calling themselves the government or the state of fill in the blank, the city of whatever, the United States, believing that they have some sort of mandate to tell people how to live their lives. That is something I don't support. That doesn't make me an anarchist, though, because I think that anarchy, without, even if it didn't have the if it didn't have the bomb throwing connotation, would certainly have a connotation of no rules. Would have a connotation of a chaos, for instance, as it certainly does today. And I'm not in favor of chaos. I'm in favor of a natural order. I'm in favor of a natural order that comes out of people interacting with one another consensually, because that's how people behave. The suggestion from people that a lot of people that support the state is that, well, we need the state because people are animals and people will kill each other and hurt each other if we didn't have the state out there.
If there are bad people, and I agree that there are bad people, wouldn't they be attracted to positions of power?
And they are. All the evidence shows that they absolutely are.
Right.
And I agree. I acknowledge that, you know, bad people do exist. There is people, you know, there are people that will harm others out there. We certainly don't want to give them the
and
access to power.
And some of those people are so good at being bad that they will be attracted to positions where they can do whatever their bad thing is with impunity. I mean, does anybody listening to the sound of my voice believe that politicians and high-level government bureaucrats are held to the same level of accountability that you and I are?
Yeah. So the suggestion being here that we could do fine without those folks, because most people don't want to kill one another. Most people don't want to bash each other over the head, because we figured out that cooperating with one another, treating each other with respect and as though we have rights, helps us all get along, and it helps us propagate the human race and all the wonderful, you know, the good things that we do.
That's an interesting point that you bring up. Did humankind have to evolve through the slave master, king, serf, republic and citizen paradigm in order to get where we are? Or was freedom something that could have been worked out from the beginning without communication? I tend to think the former, not the latter.
I tend to agree. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. At least that's what did happen. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got a few moments remaining, but enough time for you. Make the call now. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site. We give it to you, and those other talk show hosts charge you for their site. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in a variety of ways, and the main one is that you get to actually create the content that appears on the site, on the front page. The stuff that you see there as you scroll down the page, submitted by listeners just like you. We shared, I think it was the top story that was on the website tonight. It's if you go there tomorrow, so if you're listening on the podcast,
it changes all the time.
Right, it's going to be different. So there's always something fresh. But that's thanks to listeners like you participating in the site. So again, freetalklive.com. Enjoy that. If you like the show, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. We'll take that $5 in. We'll invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, so more people can be introduced to the ideas of freedom. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you will be able to get special bonuses as well, like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly podcast, forum, and more. Get the details. Use PayPal, any major credit card through PayPal, or Visa or MasterCard right on our website to get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com. It's a big deal for us. Really appreciate everybody that amps the show. Larry is listening in Minnesota and Hibbing to WNMT. Hey, Larry.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I appeared in a court case along with my son, who they brought charges up against. He was in a first hearing, and I appeared to come in as counsel with him. Now, this is a right that we have, and what the courts have been doing and the attorneys is they have been keeping the law as private law to themselves. You'll notice that all your statutes, rules, regulations, et cetera, are copyrighted law. It's all private law.
Now, copyrighted law?
I don't think so. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't be able to write it in different places.
Well, take a look at your law books. You'll see your copyrights.
Well, just because you copyright a law book doesn't mean that the law itself is copyrighted.
Well, they do hold the copyright on all the law because it is.
I believe that that's
law.
True,
well,
but
they tried using copyright on laws in like Washington State a couple of years ago or something like that and got slapped down.
Well, I can look at the Minnesota law books here, and the copyright is held by the revisor.
Okay.
Because they're all private corporations.
Okay. Tell me more.
You can go on Dun & Bradstreet, and you can look up Supreme Court, choose your state. You'll see their trade.
Yep, I've done that. Yep. All capital letters, yep.
Anyways, the Constitution says you have a right to counsel. And what they do is they use word art. They keep changing definitions. Today they say counsel means an attorney. But when the law was written, counsel meant somebody there to assist you or represent you.
Yep.
And in the case of my appearance, I called ahead to the Sheriff's Department, let them know I was coming in as counsel, private attorney general, federal witness, and I was going to be there with my son. And when they called his name, he stepped up and he started walking up, and I started following right behind. There were six sheriffs in there. And they refused to allow me to enter.
Mm.
One actually pushed me. Another one grabbed my arm.
So I guess they didn't really care what the law said, huh?
No, they don't.
Nope.
And yeah. That's
why none of this matters.
Well, that part of the oath that you were speaking of a little bit ago, you take a look at the oath. You look at the form that your Secretary of State puts out. You'll find the oath in one box and the notary in another box.
What's that mean?
Documents, even though they're on the same piece of paper.
That's an interesting theory. I never heard that one before. Because there's a line drawn around it, that's a separate document?
Yes. Yes.
So are you claiming that if the oath is signed, it's still invalid because the notary's box is separate from it?
Correct.
That seems like a stretch. But what's the point of all this?
Well, the point is, look, what we have is all private law today, and our whole law system is not a law system, it's a legal system.
Okay.
And you'll find by the Erie Railroad, 1938, I want to say, they did away with the common law. We're a common law nation with Buffalo common law courts.
Well, they've done away with English common law in just about every country that has English common law. I mean, it's really gone. It's moved on to something more.
This is all interesting legal theory, and I find it very... I'm being honest with you. I'm not patronizing or anything. I find this very interesting because I've spent a lot of time in courts. I'm very familiar with at least how they work here in New Hampshire, and certainly more so than the average person showing up to court in the morning. And I find it very intriguing, a lot of these legal theories, and I think that there's some basis for a lot of what's being said. But ultimately, if the courts don't care, and the police don't care, and the legislature doesn't care, what's the point of knowing all of this? What's the point of all this, all of these allegations or this alleged knowledge?
You cannot change wrongs that you're unaware of.
How are you going to change it?
You have to use their own rules. They're constantly violating their own rules. When that
yes,
judge
they are.
To haul me in, he was violating the Taft-Hartley Act, closed union
shop. Have you managed to hold them accountable for it?
I'm working on it.
And how long ago did this happen?
About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
2 weeks. Okay, so this is a fresh case. So I'm curious, what are you going to do? What steps have you taken?
I'm contacting the county commissioners so that I'm... exhausting administrative remedy. I've contacted the sheriff. I actually couldn't reach the sheriff. He would never communicate with me. I had to speak with his top deputy, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the position was, he's called.
I've had a similar encounter. I've had similar experiences here. I've talked to the county about the sheriff banning me illegally, in my opinion, from the entire courthouse premises. They told me they couldn't do anything about it. So I imagine you're going to run into a similar roadblock. What next?
Well, actually, I'm hoping to hear that because I'm going down to the land office. I'm going to research the property itself and see who the owner of that property is.
Mm-hmm.
See, here in Minnesota, I can go into the Anoka County Courthouse or the St. Louis County Courthouse, and it's only a state court in the county. All employees... They did a three-year phase of all employees over to the state payroll. They're all state employees. They are not county courts. The judges get elected from within the county, but that's as far as it goes.
Okay.
You're an American. on November 2nd, November 6th, whatever. But after that, they roll over to the corporation. And you do know the United States is a corporation.
I've heard all of these theories. I think there's some, you know, I think there's
some
validity to it.
I know the towns are incorporated, but I have yet to see incorporation documents for the United States.
That, as far as I can tell, it's true.
I believe it's 18-3002 Section J.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, it's a true allegation. But you know, ultimately, I've yet to determine what anyone can do with this information. Still waiting to hear your next step.
Little by little, the processes I'll be taking is I'm going to use their own laws. They wrote the books. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be going in either to a Title 42 tort or a Title 42 civil action.
So is it federal? That's federal then?
And that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's constitutional violations.
I'm fascinated. I think that I would love to, you know, have you update us, Larry, as to whether or not you have any success. I don't know enough about the system to be able to take it as far as you have and apparently intend to. So keep us in the loop. Let us know how it goes. I wish you the best of luck. It's been my experience, and thank you for the call. It's been my experience, and I don't have experience in federal court beyond seeing some of my friends get railroaded there, like Lauren Canario and Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. But it's been my experience that these cats do whatever it is that they want to do, and you can use their rules. You know, it's good to know what the rules are.
It's excellent to know the rules. HowToWinInCourt.com is a great way to find that information out.
But they don't have to follow their own rules. You have to follow their rules, or else they'll put you in a cage for contempt of court. But they don't have to follow their own rules. Now, I don't know what it's like in Minnesota, but I know that here in New Hampshire, the number one rule in district court is that the rules may be suspended at any time that the judge would like to suspend them in the interest of justice. So at any time, the judge may suspend any one of the district court rules that he's supposed to follow.
That's the district court rules, though. I mean, that's not like
those rules exist, I think, all the way up.
Okay.
I don't know if they exist at the federal level, Mark. But
I mean, it doesn't change the rules of evidence and motioning or anything like that. But it does say that, you know, if we say if you can have a hat one day, that doesn't mean that we have to let you wear a hat every time you come in.
No, you know, it can actually mean that if the judge decides he doesn't want to respond to your motion, he can just waive that rule.
Might.
I mean, they will.
Well, it's an appealable thing, right?
I suppose. If you've got the money and time and ability to
feel
these
things.
The problem
is that people believe that you're going to get justice in a legal courtroom, and I think the first place you start getting them is in the appellate court.
We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. I think the only thing that will solve this is bringing numbers of people to one place. That's me.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.